Welcome to the Butterfly Season podcast, where we find the beauty in the cocoon season. You know, the season we have to go through before we live life fully in our butterfly season. My name is Aisha Marshall, and I know a thing or two about cocoon seasons. Here's the thing. On paper, I had everything I ever wanted. Great life, thriving business, Forbes 30 under 30, on the cover of magazines. And at the peak of it all, something didn't feel right. So I chose to literally burn it all to the ground. Cue my cocoon season. I thought burning it to the ground would solve all of my problems. Turns out that was just the beginning. Cocoon season is where our wings are formed, in the chaos, challenging it, overcoming it, reimagining what life may look like. And one of the biggest lessons was, the growing doesn't stop. Through the stories of others, experts in different modalities, get ready for the metamorphosis, because once you're strong enough to burst out of the cocoon, imagine how beautiful your wings will be. Welcome back to the Butterfly Season podcast, our space where we dive deep into the journey of transformation and self-discovery to equip you with the tools to get through and out of your cocoon season and into a butterfly season. Today's episode is about my journey of feeling stuck, the struggle of my intentions not aligning with the outcome of my life. To catch you up, I took a hiatus from the podcast from October of last year to March of this year. Depending on when you're listening to this, I'm talking about 2023 to 2024. If you haven't heard the previous episode leading up to this one to unpack why I took a hiatus, be sure to tune into that one to give you all the context necessary for this episode. Today, I'm here to share not just my story, but also the steps that pulled me through my cocoon season. And I honestly feel it might just change the way you see your own path. For most of last year, and especially starting from October to the end of the year, I was feeling like I was under someone's thumb, unable to move or progress despite pouring my heart and soul into healing, meditating, praying, you name it, I was on it. But something wasn't clicking. My intentions were pure, yet the outcomes were miles off. I shared these frustrations with my therapist, friends, and spiritual mentors about how I was feeling incredibly stuck, but nothing did the trick. It eventually put me in a state of inaction because I felt like, why should I work so hard at anything if nothing is working? I know you've been there before. And in the midst of this, life as a marketing consultant for e-commerce businesses was rolling on. It was during a call with one of my students that a framework I'd been noodling on suddenly clicked into place. I found myself drawing a flower to explain how our deepest roots, often stemming from childhood, influence our coping mechanisms, and in turn, how these mechanisms shape our outcomes. Here's the gist of what I explained to her. The roots represent our programming, the events that shaped us. The stem, that's our coping mechanism, sprouting from an unmet need. The petals are the outcomes of relying on this mechanism over and over. If the coping strategy isn't serving us, no matter our intentions, we're doomed to repeat the same patterns and be disappointed in their outcomes every single time. This framework wasn't just for my student. It was a mirror reflecting my own journey. I was seeing her struggles, but was blind to mine. That day marked the beginning of a deep dive into this framework for myself. The suffering, as harsh as it sounds, that comes from feeling stuck is really a fertile ground for growth. It forces us to confront the lowest frequencies of our behavior, to unearth the wisdom buried in our pain. This heart work, this deep, introspective journey, lights the way forward. It's about getting to the roots of our problems, understanding our motivations, and then armed with this wisdom, breaking free from the cycles that hold us back. Once I realized this, the lingering question I had been asking myself, what is next for butterfly season, showed itself so clearly. It was like God was telling me, do you get it now? It's through your suffering that you can help liberate the suffering of others. That little exercise I brought my student through ended up being the spark that changed it all. The revelation from that exercise with my client was profound. I realized there was no external force holding me down. The thumb was mine, pressing down on myself. I was the one keeping myself stuck, and crucially, I was the only one who could free myself. Understanding this in theory is one thing. We often acknowledge that we are our biggest obstacle. However, recognizing and acting upon it are entirely different challenges. Where we often find ourselves trapped is in not having the tools to proactively address with love, kindness, and actionable steps the coping mechanisms we revert to in situations that trigger our deepest roots. Without these tools, finding a new solution that genuinely changes our outcomes and aligns our intentions with reality remains elusive. This is exactly what I created in the Butterfly Season Transformation Journal for our community and truly for anyone seeking liberation from their suffering to finally embrace their butterfly season. It's not merely about identifying the patterns, but equipping ourselves with the means to transform them, ensuring our daily lives reflect our true intentions and dreams. The link to purchase the Guided Transformation Journal is in the show notes. I can't wait for you to get your hands on it. I promise you it will truly change your life. It changed mine. That's it for today, guys. See you next week. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. And if you love this episode, post about it and tag us on Instagram and TikTok at It's Butterfly Season. Season is spelled SZN.